Yeah.
Test Mal Cheshvan, Sunday the 29th of October, Rabbi Daniel Glatstein, the ascendancy of the Jewish people over Yishmael through the Akedah. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Silver, Le'ul Nishmas of Eliezer ben Chaim Yisrael HaKohen Zichron Levocho, and the Ulul Nishmas Chaim Yisrael ben Rabbi Yaakov HaKohen Zichron Levocho.
Okay, good morning everyone. Thank you so much for having me this morning. We have a lot of information, limited time, so we'll try to, like Parshas Nach, like the Teva, we'll try to squeeze a lot into a short amount of time. I want to present to you what I consider a revolutionary understanding of the Akedah, and I hope after you're finished you say, you know what, obviously, that's obviously the Pshat, that's what the Psukim are saying. If anyone comes to me and says, you know, of course, it's black and white, that will bring me the greatest nachas. Because what I would like to think what we're saying are dvarim shutim and at the same time quite novel. Vayhi achar hadvarim ho'elev olaykim nisas Avraham. The Ribbono Shel Olam tested Avraham. And the obvious question is, and I was always bothered, and I searched in the Rishonim, and the Rishonim asked the question as well, what do you mean olaykim nisas Avraham? If anything, it should be olaykim nisas Yitzchak. Avraham gets to go home afterwards, eat a Shabbos Suda, have some cholent, and move on with the rest of his life. Yitzchak's the one who's ending up Boilam HaEmes. I mean, Yitzchak's the one who's giving up his life. Why Boilam Nisas Avraham, Boilam Nisas Yitzchak? Or at the very least, Boilam Nisas Avraham, yes Yitzchak. Ask Toisvitz in the name of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Vayoy Merkachna Es Bincha Es Yechidcha Asher Ahavta Es Yitzchak. Rashi says, Hashem comes to Avraham, he says, Kachna Es Bincha. Avraham says, I have two children. So Hashem says, Yitchidcha, your only one. So Avram says, they're both the only one to their mother. Asher Ahavta, that you love. Avram says, I love both of them. Es Yitzchak. So Rashi asks, so just, you know, hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Say it some zah. Say the kachna es Yitzchak. No, he didn't want to say it suddenly because he didn't want Avraham to be startled and maybe the decision went out of men. Been a well thought out decision. We may have thought it was just a reactionary decision. So Hashem brought it out slowly. Perhaps, though, there's another meaning over here. We know there's not one extra letter in the Torah. Why the Arichos, Es Bincha, Es Yechidcha, Asher Ahavta? Vayashkim Avraham Baboiker, Vayachavosh Es Chamoiroi, Vayikach Eshnei Me'orov Itoi. He took his two lads. Says Rashi, who are his two lads? Says Rashi, Yishmael and Eliezer. Mavra Avoysa, Yishmael and Eliezer. Eliezer, again, he's the domestic Eliezer. He's the faithful attendant of Avraham Avinu. But Yishmael, what in the world is Yishmael doing there? You forgot what it says before? Sara Yimenu says to Avraham, Garish has been home, Azois. Get at it! Get rid of this kid. Get rid of this Oisvarf. Don't send him to an off the Derech Yeshiva. Get him out of the house. Don't send him to a program. Don't get him an extra tutor. Don't deal with him. Don't slide with him. Don't be patient with him. No. None of this 2017 business. Yeah. Out of the house. Get rid of him. And he got rid of him. And it hurt Abraham. And Hashem said, don't sweat it. Whatever Sarah tells you, listen to her. Vayeshev b'midbar paran. Yishmael moved out of the house. Frektois says, so what in the world is Yishmael doing by the Akedah? I mean, I'm not exactly sure how old Yishmael was at the time that they threw him out. Yitzchak was at least 2 years old, because we know Vayigdal Vayigamal, Rashi says Chavdal and Chadoshim. So if Yitzchak was 2, Yishmael was 15. And by the Akedah, Yitzchak was 37, right? So presumably, Yishmael's been out of the house 35 years. How many times has he come back? We don't know of any. So what's he doing by the Akedah? He's already kicked out of the house. Says Toisus, it must be that it was visiting day. It must be, for some odd reason, Hashkocha had it, that the night that the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Abraham, Yishmael had just come back to the house, and that's why Avraham Avinu thought, you know, what are the chances that Dafka in the last 35 years, Yishmael's here in my house only one time, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should tell me, Kachnas Binchas Yichidchas Shehavta, must be Yishmael! If it was Yitzchak, Ribbono Shel Olam had 35 years to give me the message. Must be Yishmael! Mavra Abosa, I would like to think it was not coincidental that Yishmael happened to be in the house that night. Vayoyimer Avraham El Narav, Shavu Lachem Poyim Achamar. You guys stay back here with the donkey. Says Gemara Kedush and Afsamaches. We learn from here that a kid who comes from a shivcha has a halachic status of a chamor. Am hadoim el chamor. Shvu lochem poyim hachamor. Am hadoim el chamor. Ben Yisrael haba min hashivcha. Einoy miyuchas acharav. Just think for a moment. This is a drasha, a halachic drasha. The Ribbono Shel Olam could have chosen any location in the Torah to teach me this halacha. That a kid who comes from a shivcha is not miyuchas acharei aviv. Why dafka at the Akedah is this drasha being taught to Klal Yisrof lenetzach netzachim through the mouth of Avraham Avinu? Kivorech avorechacha. The Malach says, you passed the test. Ribbono Shel Olam is going to bench you. V'harba arba zaracha k'choichvei hashamayim. He's going to increase your children like the stars. V'yirash zaracha es shar oivav in yours. And your children will inherit the gate of their oyev, their enemy. So okay, their enemy, we all know we all have enemies. The Jewish people have no dearth of enemies. But if you look at the pasuk, I would like to think the word oyevecha, oyev, is a very specific word. The word oyev has a very specific connotation. We know in Lashon HaKadosh there's an oyev and there's a soine and they mean different things. There is a pasuk in Chumash that uses both words. In the Tzavim it says, V'nasan Hashem alekecha, Eis kol ha'olois ho'ela, al oyevecha v'al soinecha asher adafucha. Hashem will place the curses on your oyevim and on your soinim. Says Rabbeinu Chaye, B'chaye, throughout history the Jewish people have had two primary enemies, Esav and Yishmael, and they're always, each one is vying for the position of who's worse to us, who's more vicious to us. Says Rabbeinu B'chaye, who would you categorize as oyev and who would you categorize as soinim? Says Rabbeinu B'chaye, an oyev is worse than a soine. The word oyev comes from the root oyev avoy, that when you see him, you shout out oyev avoy. A soine could deal with you sometimes berachmanos. The oyev, his hatred is preserved lanetzach netzachem. Says Rabbeinu B'chaye, Yishmael is the oyev and Esav is the soine. Now, by the way, not all Rishonim agree with that, but that is the opinion of Rabbeinu B'chaye, and it would seem that. That Esav is usually the quintessential soine. Halacha biyadua, Esav, soine, le'yakov, and Yishmael is then the oyev. So to me, this hit me like a ton of bricks. That at the end of the Akedah, the Ribbono Shel Olam, through the Malach, is telling Abraham, from now on, v'yirash zaracha es shar oyvav, you will now overpower and prevail against Yishmael. Somehow the Akedah is how we overcome Yishmael. So let's begin. Achar hadvarim ha'ela. Achar hadvarim ha'ela. So obviously the Torah is saying that this episode of the Akedah is connected to something previously spoken about. Meaning because of after A has happened, now we're up to B. So Rashi wants to know, after what did the Akedah happen? What is the introduction to the Akedah? Says Rashi, the Akedah follows a story and a conversation between Yishmael and Yitzchak. Yishmael says to Yitzchak, look, we know what's going on over here. There's a competition here. We're both vying to be the spiritual heir of Avraham Avinu. Who will be the next Av? Who will be the continuity of the patriarchs? Yishmael says, you know what it's all about. It's all about Mesiras Nefesh. It's all about sacrifice for the ideals of the Avos. Get out of here. You're going to compete with me? You had a Mila at 8 days old. You didn't know what was going on. You were all comfortable. You were just born. You had Mila at 13 years old. It's not even a contest. It's not even a choice. Obviously, I'm the heir to Abraham. Whereupon Yitzchak makes the following declaration. If God would tell me to slaughter myself, my whole body, You're making me afraid with one Aver. If God would tell me to slaughter myself, I wouldn't hesitate. I'm the heir of Abraham Avinu. So I think then it becomes obvious what's the pshat is in V'halekim Nisas Abraham. You can't say V'halekim Nisas Yitzchak. Yitzchak just took a neder that if God would tell him to slaughter himself, I'll do it. So he made it, so not a nisayon. He committed himself. He promised to do it. He said he's going to do it. So Yitzchak's test is, you know, he brought it on. Yitzchak says, bring it on. You say, bring it on. God's going to bring it on. It's a test for Avram. Made no promises. Avram never said to Hashem, you know what? If you would tell me the story, Avram never said that. Avram would never say that. So Yitzchak, you're not going to call it Nisayon. Yes, it was a difficult thing. But Yitzchak said he would do it. So it's not for Lekim Nisas Yitzchak. It's Yitzchak Nisas Yitzchak. If it's a Lekim Nisas Abraham. Let's just paint a certain picture and then we'll try to wrap it up. If this is the case, that this was a conversation between Yishmael and Yitzchak, then it's not exact. Why is it not exact? Because Yishmael had his Mila. Yishmael says to Yitzchak, my Mila and your Mila, it's no context. Then immediately after, the Torah should say, Achar hadvar ma'ila v'lekim nisa es Abraham. But it interrupts the regular flow of this episode, and it injects a different maisa. What maisa does it inject? Avimelech and Fichol Tzar Tzivoi come to Abraham and they say, like, you know, God's with you, and Hashem loves you, and we want to be on good terms with you, so let's make a peace treaty. And we have this peace treaty between Avimelech and Abraham. By the way, nothing to do with anything. If you look on the Rashbam says one of the most frightening things you'll ever see. The Rashbam says, oh Abraham, you're giving Gentiles a chelek of Eretz Yisrael? I didn't give you Eretz Yisrael to make peace treaties. Oh, you want to make a peace treaty? Go kill your son. That's, the Rashbam says, the connection between the Akedah and the deal of Avimelech and Fichol Tzar Tzvi. That's what the Rashbam says. You're going to make a peace treaty in Gaza? Go take your son that you hoped for your whole life and shecht him. I gave you Eretz Yisrael for you, not to give away. That's what the Rashbam says. Again, with no... I'm not here to say... I'm just reporting the words of the Rishon. But nothing to do with anything. That's, you should know that. Take a look. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says that the Akedah follows the conversation of Yishmael and Yitzchak. No, it doesn't. There's an episode of Avimelech, Melech Plishtim. So this is a question of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Tzag of Racha. And Rabbi Yaakov says a very interesting thing. And this gives us a better understanding of what is about to unfold. Rabbi Yaakov says, why does Yishmael have Zchus in Eretz Yisrael? What right do they have to Eretz Yisrael? It's our land. First Rashi and Chumash, Amar of Yitzchak. That Hashem began the Torah with Bereishis to realize that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. What's Yishmael doing there? There is one zechus that they have that gives them merit in Eretz Yisrael. The Zohar says that is the merit of Mila, the zechus of Mila. And now Yishmael and Yitzchak are vying for control of the land. So you might get really scared and think to yourself, Mila? Then they're going to overpower us because we do Mila at 8 days, they do Mila at 13. So the first Hakadama to the Akedah, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, is there's a man by the name of Avimelech. Avimelech is the king of the Plishtim. What word in Tanakh is used to describe the Plishtim? Whenever we talk about Plishtim, we always use the following word. Arelim, 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 Arelim. The definition of Arelim are Plishtim. Shmuel, Shoiftim, whenever we invoke Plishtim, Arelim. You know what the point is, says Rabbi Yaakov? You're going to read the Zohar and you say, oh, Yishmael has a Chus Hamila. How are we going to ever get them out of Eretz Yisrael? The first thing the Torah says is don't sweat it. Mila is not really that important to Eretz Yisrael. But Haraya, look at these Arelim. They're in Eretz Yisrael also. Must be that Mila is not such a big zechus, and it's not. Don't get too excited about the Divrei HaZoyar, because even the Arelim are in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Hakadama to the Akedah. That's what Rabbi Yaakov says. But now we come to the Akedah, and I believe the Akedah is vying over control of Eretz Yisrael and the Har HaBayis. Because we see, Yishmael tells Yitzchak, I'm the heir. I had Mila at 13 years old. I am the spiritual heir of Abraham Avinu. So Yitzchak says to Ribbono Shel Olam, bring it on. I would be Moiser Nefesh, my entire body. V'lekim Nisas Abraham. But Yitzchak Nisas Yitzchak. And here's the deal. Yes, Abraham threw Yishmael out of the house. But why did he throw him out of the house? Because he really believed with conviction that Yishmael is not his spiritual heir? No. The pasuk says, Vayera Avram Oid. Aram was very upset. He had to throw out his son. And Hashem said, Al Yera Beinecha on Yishmael. Why? Koyla Asher Toimer L'chasara Shema Koyla. Just listen to your wife. So Avram says, well, okay, dude, for Shalom Bayis, Rebbe Hashem told me to throw him out of the house. But does that mean that Avram believes with full heart that Yishmael is not his heir? Or, you know, there are a lot of things we do because we just listen to our wife. It doesn't mean we believe with full conviction. Somebody told me he's only here at the shir because his wife told him to go. Doesn't mean I want to be. There are things we do because Kasha Tamar Lechasara, Shema Bekoila. Hashem says that's not good enough. That's not what I'm getting at. I don't want you to be garish. I don't want you throwing Yishmael out of the house only because Sarah told you to. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring Yishmael back to the house one night. Hashkacha had it that Yishmael is going to come back to the house one night. So Avram for a minute thinks, oh, and now the Rebbe Hashem tells me, Kachno es bincha sichidcha asher ahavta. Maybe it's Yishmael. So Hashem says, let's get something straight. Kachno es bincha, Avram says, I have two. Kachno es yichidcha, I have two. Yitzchak, you don't have two! You only have one kid who's bincha, yichidcha, asher ahavta. I don't want to hear you say asher ahavta on Yishmael. Don't you dare say that. I'm going to let you know that bincha, yichidcha, asher ahavta is who? Is Yitzchak. And it's not so easy for Abraham. The Torah says it was difficult in his eyes. Why can't Yishmael also have connection to Eretz Yisrael, to the Harabayas? So you know what the Rebbe Shalom does? Vayaras ha-mokoim mirachoik. They see the mokoim from far, says the Medrash. What's the mokoim? The Shechina. Avraham turns to Yitzchak. No, give a kick. You see? So Yitzchak says, yeah, I see Avad, I see. It's a Shaila. He turns to Yishmael. You see? Say, see what? See what? What do you mean, see what? It's the Shechina. But I don't say anything. Says Avraham Avinu im Cain. There's something you have in common with the Chamor. The Chamor doesn't see the Shechina. And you don't see the Shechina. Shavu lachem poyim ha-chamor. You know what your connection to Harabayas is? The connection of a Chamor. Yeah, sometimes there'll be a Chamor on the Harabayas. That's your connection to Harabayas. In other words, what the Ribbono Shel Olam is trying to accomplish through the Akedah, Avadat Nisayon for Avraham. But that's the Lekim Nisas Avraham angle. But there's another angle taking place. What about the V'Yitzchak Nisas Yitzchak angle? That Yitzchak is using the Akedah as a way to overcome Yishmael. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is orchestrating. He says, Avraham, I want you to know, Bincha, Yichidcha, Asher Ahavta is Yitzchak, and Yishmael, Goresh is Ben Ha'ama Hazois. And you know what I want you to end up saying about Yishmael? Shavu Lachem Poyim Achamor. Yishmael is no Shaykhis to the Harabais. Forget the Mila. You brought Arelim into Eretz Yisrael. The Mila's not going to do anything for him. Oh. So now we understand at the end of the Akedah, the Malach comes and the Malach says, Kivarech avarechecha, v'harve arve zaracha, k'choich v'hashamayim, v'chachoel ashasasim, v'yirash zaracha eis shar oivav. For all eternity, when Yishmael is going to say, we want Eretz Yisrael, we want Harabayas, we tell them, get lost. The Akedah's done already. You just have Mila. We're Moiser Nefesh b'chol avavchem b'chol nafshechem b'chol moideichem. We gave up everything for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're out of Eretz Yisrael. You're out of the Harabayas. I think it's Pasha. That's what the Akedah says. Or Rashi says. That's what Tosfos says. It's It's not a coincidence Yishmael had to be there that night. The Ribbono Shel Olam set it up. If somebody offers you vanilla ice cream and you choose vanilla, that means you hold vanilla as better? No. They didn't give you chocolate. You have to have chocolate and vanilla in front of you, and you choose vanilla. If Yishmael would not have been in the house that night, then we can't overcome Yishmael. Avram was not selecting Yitzchak. The Ribbono Shel Olam orchestrated that Yishmael should be there, and that Hashem should say, Bincha Yechidcha Asher Ahavta, ain't that kid, it's Yitzchak. You know what this kid is? I'm Hadoi Melech Hamor. Let's just bring out one more inyan. Parshas Lech Lecha. So Avram and Sarah married many years. They don't have any children. So Sarah says, I have a great idea. Why don't you take Hagar? You know, maybe you'll have a kid with Hagar. And Mibia Rishayna Hagar was Nasabra. And the Pasuk says, Vatera ki harasa vatekal gevirta ve'ineha. She looked down on Sarah. She disparaged Sarah. Rashi says, all of a sudden Hagar turns to Sarah. And Hagar says, Sarah ain Sarah kigluyeha. You're a faker. You're a hypocrite. You make believe you're a tzadekes. Really now. You're living with the guy for who knows how long. You can't have a kid. I live with him. Be a rishayna. I'm ready to saber. I'm the real tzadekes over here. So Sarah was very hurt. Sarah says to Abraham, Chamasi alecha. Why don't you stick up for me? So Avram has no choice. He says, okay, just take her and, you know, Asila hatoiv be'inayach vate'aneha Sarai. Sarai insulted Hagar. She took advantage of Hagar. She hurt Hagar. And right after that, the Malach comes to Hagar and he says, don't worry, you're going to have a kid. Fehu yia pera adam. Says the Heliger Ramban, it's not a coincidence that the Besura to Hagar, that she's going to have a Yishmael, comes immediately after Vate'aneha Sarai. Says the Ramban, one of the most frightening things you'll ever hear. We don't know how the Ramban knows this, we don't know what the Makar is, but the Ramban says, do you know why we suffer from Yishmael ad hayoim? Because she hurt her feelings. She insulted Hagar. Don't hurt anyone's feelings, even a guy. You hurt someone's feelings and they feel insulted, they feel afflicted, and they produce a child. And Avram didn't defend Hagar, Avram didn't stand up for her. All the tzaras of Klal Yisrael ad hayoim from Yishmael because vataneha sarai. But not everybody agrees with the Ramban. One of the Balei HaTosfos, the Riva, says that's not correct. Sarah did the right thing. What do you mean? But it's nekama. Well, because Hagar insulted her, she could insult her back. Yeah, you're allowed to do that. That's the Shita of the Smag. The Shita of the Smag is that if somebody hurts you monetarily, you can't take revenge. But if someone hurts your feelings, you're allowed to take revenge. It's not possible for a human being to overcome such a temptation, such a nisayon. Now, whether we paskin like the Smag, ask your local Orthodox rabbi.
No.
Luckily, I'm not local. But there's a sheet of the smag. The Chafetz Chaim brings it down in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Comes the Abar Barnel. The Abar Barnel says, Sarai was correct. Sarah did the right thing. Sarah sees that her maidservant is a balas gaiva, is arrogant, is obnoxious. So she has to put her in her place. We don't agree with the Ramban that Sarah acted incorrectly. She did the right thing. There's a famous story that's brought in the writings of the Arizal, and I was very surprised that it was discovered in the writings of the Rishonim as well. We know the Chidah quotes a lot of Rishonim that we did not discover their manuscripts until this century. One of them was the writings of Rav Yaakov Sakili, the Talmud of the Rajba. And Rav Yaakov Sakili records a story that maybe many of us are aware of. The Arizal certainly writes about this. That there's a man by the name of Yishai, and Yishai, he came from Moav, and he relied on the psak of Boaz, that Boaz was allowed to marry Rus, and therefore Yishai felt that his children were the continuity of Malchus based Malchus Yehuda. But then by the end of his life, he started getting really nervous and said, you know what, maybe Doeg was right. Maybe Boaz was not allowed to marry Rus. And therefore, he had an einfall. He said, you know what, he tells his wife, he's married, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 years. It's been really wonderful. It's been nice knowing you. Adios, amigo. Have a nice day. And he goes to his shifcha, and he says, you know, I'm going to live with you. The kid's going to be an Eved. We're going to free the Eved, and the children will be Tahar. This is written in the Arizal, and it's brought in the Rishayim. However, this mistress, this shifcha of Yishai, was very loyal to the woman of the house, and she told her, this is what your husband plans to do. I don't feel right about it. She gave over her clothing to Eshas Yishai. Eshas Yishai dressed up like the Shifcha. Eshas Yishai went into Yishai. That night, David HaMelech was conceived. That night, David was conceived. The Arizal writes it. Brought in the Rishayim. David, a few months later, Yishai sees his wife is pregnant. The children say the mama was Mazana. Yishai said, it's not good. Don't tell anyone. It's not good for Shaduchim. Yishai said, don't tell anyone. David was born, they paskened, he's a mamzer. Really? It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Muzar ha'yisi le'echai. When he was born, they threw him to the dogs. I don't even know at what point in time did they realize what happened. I don't know. I guess when they appointed David, Melech Yisrael, by then they must have straightened it out. Somebody told me that he thinks he saw somewhere that the reason why when Shmuel came to Yishai and Yishai only showed him the seven kids, that he didn't show him David because he didn't think David was his kid. I don't know if there's an effect for that. Comes the Chidah, and the Chidah comments on this story. He says, I saw in the writings of the Ramah Mipano that you know who the Shivcha of Yishai was? She was a Gilgal of Hagar. And she came back to this world to rectify the following item. She talked down to Sarah. She was not loyal to Sarah. She vatekal gevirta be'eneha. She was overbearing over Sarah. So she had to come back to this world to rectify that sin. How? By being loyal to Eshas Yishai. Ad kan divrei haramah mipano, brought in the Chidah. You can look at it at 22. And I could not help but think the following. There's a common theme that I enjoy to speak about, and that is in the end of days, there are two golosim. The Medr Shachar Toiv, Rashi and Zechariah, the Arizal, they all say that the final golos is a dual golos of Edom and Yishmael. We're living through, we're seeing in our own times, the transition of golos Edom. I know as a kid growing up in America, nobody ever heard of golos Yishmael. Golos Edom, the Western world, and now we're seeing the transition. We're seeing the ascendancy of Yishmael in the world. I don't have to tell you what's going on in Europe, what's going on in England. Going on in America, in Flatbush, in Coney Island Avenue. I was a rav in Queens. Next door to my shul, all of a sudden, you know, a big building comes up. And you think you're in Beirut. There are two golosim that we're living through. Golos Adam, Golos Yishmael. We also have two Mashiachs. There's something called Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. The Gra says, why do we need two Mashiachs? Why do we need Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David? If you want to know where the Gra says this, the Gra writes this in this commentary to Safra, Ditzniusa, it's on number 23 on your sheet. Golos, Edom, Golos, Yishmael. What is Esav called? What is Edom called? Parim Abirim, Ashar. Esav is called an ox. What is Yishmael called? Shavu Lachem Poyim Ha Chamor. Yishmael is called a donkey. Esav is called an ox. Says the Gra, you better not plow with an ox and a donkey together. Because if you plow with an ox and donkey together, Esav and Yishmael will come together. They will destroy the world. If Esav and Yishmael ever get along, they will destroy the world. Baruch Hashem, they don't get along. I have to tell you a story, a very brief story. My grandfather writes when he was in Auschwitz, he saw Eichmann, and Eichmann invited a special guest to Auschwitz. You know who he invited? The Mufti from Jerusalem. My grandfather said he saw Eichmann and the Mufti sitting together, arm in arm, and they would march Jews in front of them, and they would beat them in a way the Jew would never be able to reproduce. That was the entertainment for Eichmann and the Mufti. My grandfather writes, you know what that's a kiyum of? The union of Esav and Yishmael. When Esav and Yishmael come together, they will destroy the world. You know what you get when Esav and Yishmael come together? Auschwitz, that's what you get. So it's a good thing they don't get along. The Shor is Esav, the Chamor is Yishmael. Says the Vilna Gaon, incredibly, but we have two Mashiachs. We have Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Yosef is called what? Bishar, Bechor, Shairoi, Hadarloi. David is called Oni, Veroi, Cheval, Chamor. Mashiach ben Yosef takes us out of Golos. Edoim, we know Esav is the antidote. Excuse me, Yosef is the antidote to Esav. Hayah beis, right? Yes, Yaakov. Ace. Mashiach ben Yosef will take us out of Golos Edom, Mashiach ben David will take us out of Golos Yishmael. I can't help but think, based on the Ramami Pano. The Ramami Pano says that the Hagar came back to this world in the guise of the Shivcha of Yishai to misakin the fact that Hagar spoke down to Sarah, now she comes and is machnia to Eishas Yishai. But I can't help but think that's the only thing Hagar has to come back for? That's the only thing Hagar did wrong by talking down to Sarah? I could think of a pretty large inyan that maybe Hagar would have to come back for. How about the fact that she brought the Pera Adam into the world? What about the fact that Hagar brought Yishmael into the world? What about the fact that Hagar brought a Chamor into the world? How is she going to rectify that? So listen to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesavev the Sivuvim. So Hagar comes back into the world in the guise of the Shivcha of Yishai. How is she going to rectify the fact that she brought the Chamor into the world? The only way to do that is to bring the antidote to the Chamor. How is she going to bring the antidote to the Chamor into the world? She has to bring the Oni V'roichev V'machamor into the world. So Ribbono Shel Olam sets things up that to be Mesakein, bringing the Paradam to the world, she now becomes the Shadchan and the Mezaveg of Yishai and his wife and is responsible for the conception of the Oni V'roichev V'machamor, the conception of David HaMelech. One last item, and then we'll end. The Gemara says, Soif Makos, the Tanom went to the Harabayas, and they saw a very painful, a very frightening scene. They saw Shualim Hilchubai, and they began to cry. They said, Makoim Sha'amar, Hazara Karev Yumas, and now Shualim Hilchubai, and Rabbi Akiva was Mitzachik. What's the story of this Gemara? What was Rabbi Akiva laughing about? There's a Talmud of the Ramami Pana, Rabbi Yamin Vitali. Rabbi Yamin Vitali writes, you just have to look at the word Shualim. Shualim is Gematria Yishmael. It's also Oisiyos Yishmael without the Aleph. When you see Yishmael on the Harabayas, it's the biggest joke in the world. You know what their understanding of Harabayas is? You know what they perceive in the Harabayas? Shavu Lachem Poyim Achamar. Do they see anything? Do they feel anything? Is there any connection? There's no connection. The connection of Yishmael to the Harabayas is, Avram says, Yishmael, you see it by Yarasamak Merochev? See what? It's a joke on the Harabayas. But you know what else it means? The Balaturim writes, at the end of Chayesara, beginning of Toldois, end of Chayesara is, Al Pnei Kolechov, Nafal. V'yela Toldois Yitzchak, says the Balaturim, do you know when Yitzmach ben David la'asid lava? You know when it will be ve'ela toldos Yitzchak? Yitzchak represents the coming of the Gula. Gemara says in Shabbos, that in the end of days, Hashem is going to want to destroy Klal Yisrael. Yitzchak will defend us. Yitzchak represents, Yitzchak is 208, Pinchas is 208. Yitzchak represents the coming of the Gula. You know when it's going to be ve'ela toldos Yitzchak? When Bial Pnei Kolechav, Nafal, when Yishmael falls, first Edoim will fall, Mashiach ben Yosef, then Yishmael will fall, Mashiach ben David. We should talk about Zoicha. Al Pnei Kolechav Nafal, we should see the Nefilah of all the sons of Yisrael. Uvifrat, Begolos Yishmael, we should be Zoicha Ve'ela Toldois Yitzchak, to see the Tzmicha of Mashiach ben David, Sheyavai, Vimher V'yameinu, Amen.